We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports to Max on the air, 634 and change on News Radio 830 WCCO on your AM dial. I thank you to Steve Thompson last night for filling in. Ron Sharon, Live Outdoors. Ron sent me a text today that said they were very nice to me last night, so I really appreciate that. Hey, what's his definition of nice, though? I hadn't thought about that. He even extended to me. He said, do you want to go fishing with Travis and I? And I couldn't because I was going down to Mankato to observe the Minnesota Vikings rookie camp as they went through a walkthrough. You can't miss that on a Tuesday morning. And so I asked Ron to send me some pictures of the bullheads they might have caught. And he said they were so numerous that the file was too big. He couldn't send the pictures because there were too many pictures of fish. So they must have had a pretty good day out there because when Ron gets on those bullheads, it's something else, man. They'll swallow the hook. He'll cut it off. He goes through that. And he is a bullhead machine. Walleyes, crappies, sunfish, northern, not so much. But I'll tell you, when he gets into those bullheads, look out. And so he and Travis are making bullhead stew tonight, as I understand. And one can only imagine. For Ron, this is that time of year when he steps up big. He's a big-time angler, and he steps up big. I had a chance last night to emcee an event. It's for Paul's Pals, and it was held at Oak Ridge Country Club in Hopkins. And It's really pretty cool. The Edelman family is behind it because they lost their son, Paul, 20-some years ago to a brain tumor at the age of 12. And this is where I get impressed with people. This is where I get excited about life. This is where I go, boy, this is the mission that we should all be on. His father, Alex, decided, hey, you know what? This is an awful tragedy that we have endured. To be sure, it's an awful, awful tragedy that family endured. And so, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with this thing that has changed our lives forever? They will never be the same. We'll never get our beloved son back. What are we going to do about it? And he came up with this concept to raise money and awareness, and it's extended beyond raising money for brain tumors and things like this. They now, through their foundation, issue grants to places that have need, things that can make a child's life better, maybe educationally, maybe beyond that. But they reach out and they've set up this foundation so that you can apply, and if you meet the parameters, you may be able to have something implemented into your school or something like that. And as you see this, you realize, man, I get fired up about life because you see what he's done with his. He took this terrible tragedy, and it's awful, but he refused to let it define him, and he insisted on allowing something better to come from it, on making sure that something better comes from it. So he put together, he's an entrepreneur by nature, and used his entrepreneurial skills and his network and all those things that you can do. If you empower yourself, and he took advantage of that, and now 22 years they've been having this golf tournament, which turns into a fundraiser, and it was a lot of fun out there to be a part of it because there's the energy with it. They had the silent auction, the auction, all those things that go with it. Ryan Hoag was there speaking. He represented an educational foundation that was benefiting from it. It was a good night. And I got to spend time with people that run the foundation, the Lewin family and the Perlman family. And the Goldfines were out there and met all kinds of good people. A lot of them I already knew, I guess. I hadn't been to Oak Ridge since Sid took me there for lunch years ago. And so I said to him, is the service always bad, or was it just bad when Sid was there that he kept complaining to the waiter about it? I mean, it seemed fine to me, but Sid was just relentless. Good food, too. And so last night we did that, and Jennifer Merrily and Tracy Perlman, from our producer for our WCCO TV staff, she produced the 5 o'clock news, does a great job. Susan Elizabeth was there, so it was fun to be with them as well, but it was a fun group of people to be around, and it was fun to get that energy and to see how one person can make a decision and create a cause and create a mission and do it with passion, and what that one person can do, in this case on behalf of his son, so that he would not be forgotten, but to make sure that there are places that people that are underserved can be served. And I just get tremendous energy from that, and a tremendous sense of you can fulfill your life. Even in the worst of times, you can find a way to do something with it and make your life or somebody else's life better, and in so doing, make your own life better, and that's what they're doing. And wow, to see that many years now, long it's been extended. Then went down to training camp today, Minnesota Vikings. Tomorrow I'll be down there. We'll do our show live from there. And the Vikings are they're still the rookies. Now tomorrow morning, all the veterans will report. And they're not going to be in for a rude awakening, but they're going to be in for a little bit of a tweak-a-deek-a-doo, because Mike Zimmer's not going to tolerate, I don't think, what he did last year in terms of he's going to make sure they practice until they get it right. And I think there was some feeling of maybe we let him off a little bit too easy last year. Not going to happen this year. He had his press conference today. That tent down there, temporary tent, holy cow, I thought that thing was going to blow away. And he went through that Dallas deal, you know, where that whole structure collapsed. And so he became a bit concerned. And it wasn't scary. It was just interesting because it was so windy down there today. But they just had the rookies out there. And yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. You go through and you're driving. I made that drive. I hate to say I could do it in my sleep, but I don't even know how many times I've driven down to Mankato. And it's kind of back home country for me because it's not that far from Gaylord, but it's down 169. And it is a pretty and scenic drive when you get past Belle Plaine and towards Le Sueur and to St. Peter. You end up in the river bottoms there, and you can see, you know, the imprint of nature and the river valley and how it must have one time been structured with the glaciers and all those things. And you see some wildlife sometimes. You'll see turkeys from time to time or an occasional deer or pheasant. And so it's very green this time of year. It's always during training camp. You feel like there's just this sense that you're not far away from high school kids going back to playing football and all those things, and vacation's wrapping up, but it's still hot and humid, and it's a neat place to be. But the drive has become just such a monotonous part of life as a sports reporter. You just do it so often, and not just me, but many of them down there. And I can't imagine, I don't think I've ever spent a night in Mankato, but a lot of people stay down there night after night. And it's interesting at best. I don't know what you do after a certain point in the day and where you go and et cetera. And these guys do it day after day. So there you go. I got to tell you something, though. I was thinking about this with the leadership of Mike Zimmer was talking and what he does during the offseason, et cetera. And then I think about what happened on last week around here and all that we're talking about in the city of Minneapolis and the problems with and that led to the resignation of Janae Harto, the police chief. Now, I don't know where you all stand on this, but and there's lots of room for debate and it'll sort itself out, I guess. But if you're the chief of police for a major city and you're off backpacking where you've got intermittent cell phone service, are you kidding me? You're going to take on a major leadership position like that and you're going to go somewhere where people may or may not be able to get a hold of you? I got news for you. You sign up for that job, it's 24/7. You don't have a choice. Your job is to be available at all times. It doesn't matter what you want to do or if you want to get away from it all. You don't have that choice. Don't do the job if you're going to go somewhere and, well, we'll backpack in and, you know, couldn't get a hold of me. Didn't have my cell phone doesn't reach there. Not an option. Not an option. I cannot imagine like a head football coach, like Mike Zimmer or P.J. Fleck, Phil, there's no chance that you could go more than 2 hours without being able to reach them anytime, 365 days a year. Why? Because it's what they signed up for. It's their leadership position. When you're a leader, that's the way it works. That stress comes with the job. It's just the way it works. You don't have a choice in that. And to hear that she had done this, and who knows how many times, maybe when there wasn't an issue like this, I don't know the answer to that. But get your head in the game, Janae. You can't be the leader. You can't be the leader if that's the way you operate. You can't go places where there's intermittent cell service. That doesn't get it done. You can do that when you're done doing that job, but you can't do it until then. I mean, I would never, in my job, be unreachable to everyone. There'd always be somebody that could get a hold of me, unless, you know, there might be a time for an hour or two where you don't realize it and you're not accessible. But there's no way you'd ever go so far as to say, well, intermittent. And then when you find out, you come back because this is your job and this is what you signed up for, and you're supposed to be a leader. And I got to tell you, and this is where it gets back to what I was talking about. This has nothing to do with me. She's not a millennial. It's not because of her generation. It's not because it's we're just laissez-faire here. It's individual to individual. But how in the hell do you get to be the chief of police if you've got that kind of mindset and that kind of attitude that you go, well, you know what? I've got vacation time coming, so I'm going to go and I'm going to go hike the back hills and nobody can get a hold of me. It's not the way it works. You don't get to do that. That's not an option for you. There are certain positions where you're not afforded that. And when you talk about, you know, this country and this and that, leadership is everything. The people that lead are incredibly important to every business, every whatever it is, every team. It's incredibly important that your leaders set the right example. And they get compensated well, and they get glory, and they get this and that. But guess what? You don't get to go where there's intermittent cell service. That's not the way it works for leaders. It's just not the way it goes. Coaches can't do that. Superintendents shouldn't do that. Principals shouldn't do that. And then when you find out, in this case, that there's this emergency, you don't think. You get on a plane and you come back. It's the way it is when you sign up for a job like that. You talk about what's missing in this country. How about leadership at all levels? It's not just about the president or the this or that. How about a chief of police? You got to be committed. You know, you watch a good coach versus a great coach. A great coach is committed. Even when they're not in season, they're completely committed to it. You don't go where there's intermittent cell service. It's just the way it is. And I get so tired of these, you know, there's excuses and there's balance and there's this and that. You know, I mean, do it. If you want to be a leader, then lead. If you want to take that job, then that's what you're responsible for. But you don't get to have your cake and eat it too. If you're in the game, you're in the game. And I'm not just talking about Janae Harto. I'm talking about all these people that people want to lead because they like the privilege and they like to have the key to the restroom on the sea level. Well, too bad. Responsibility comes with that. When I talk about this, and I've said it before, the greatest downfall of this country, this state, is a lack of a work ethic. We don't have it. We don't have a great work ethic. And it has nothing to do with the generations, if you're a millennial or you're not. It's the excuses people come up with not to work. And how many people will try to find the easy way out all the time. If you look for the easy way out, it's always there. If you want to rationalize something, you can always do that. But that's what's killing this country. It's the attitude of the people that think that they're entitled and they everybody's just owed something. And, you know, you get up in the morning and screw the world and say, so what can I get for myself? I mean, my gosh, that's going to kill us. It is killing us. And when I heard this, I go, this is case in point. Serve it up on a silver platter. A police chief that's got, well, I'm on vacation, so don't bother me. I'm on vacation. No. Then go to do another job. You work traffic patrol, whatever it is, so that when your time off is your time off. But don't be the leader. And you see this time and time again in this country where there's these people that just feel entitled or they should get this and they should do that. And everything's supposed to revolve around them. And it doesn't work that way. Either you're committed or you're not. Either you're willing to work hard or you're not. Either you're willing to do the sacrifices that go with the job or you're not. That's why sports is a great metaphor. Like I said, I cannot imagine a coach that I know, high school coach through college coach to a professional coach, that would ever take time off during the season and then not be reachable. Now, obviously, her season is 365 days, so that's not completely a fair comparison. But the point is, if you're in the game, you're in the game. And so maybe that resignation was warranted. Not that Mayor Hodges has a better idea, because like I said, the responsibility they've shown on this Nicollet Mall project is, I have no idea what they've got in mind. But I know this, if I miss that many deadlines, I'd be fired. And I don't know how many deadlines they've had over there to get things done, but nothing gets done. It doesn't seem like there's any time frame that really matters. When I get up every day, either I hit the deadlines or they fire me. Pretty simple. I don't know who's in charge of that, and I don't know what their deadlines are, but they missed them. So who got fired? Anybody? Anybody up for that? City of Minneapolis? Take a break, come back. Welcome back, Mike Max, Sports to the Max. I'd like to read some of these texts. Many of them I can't. Here's what Mike, you had, a while back, you had a teacher on from vocational school that you could donate your vehicle. I don't, because you can get the full deduction on that if you go to a vocational school instead of what it gets sold for at auction. So it's a great way to do it. And that was at St. Paul Harding High School. I don't have the direct contact, but I just want to pass that along because I got here. Stick to sports. Oh, boy, I can't believe I got that one. Heaven forbid, my little friend, you have been in approachable to many people I know, mostly kids, mostly soccer. I don't even know what that one means. It sounds like you need a vacation, Max. Amen, Maxie. My favorite quote from the Remember the Titans movie is, "Attitude reflects leadership, Captain." Go, Mike. You're so on track. Love it. Mike, you're totally out of line. We didn't have cell phones years ago. Everyone deserves time off. That's right. And if you want to be a leader, guess what? You get to get your vacation interrupted. That's the way it is. I love these people that want to justify a work ethic that I can't comprehend. I love those people that want to believe that everything should revolve around them and that somebody else, and if they don't want to work hard, then the hell with it. Then it just doesn't work in their schedule. I don't know how you get anywhere with that. And it just drives me nuts. It's like, well, yeah, if I want time off, then I get time off. You do. But if you're the leader, you got to come home. And you don't get to go where you don't have cell service. It's just the way it is. And that's just a metaphor for everybody else out there that's got, if you want leadership, then great. And you want to grab the money, great. There's responsibility that comes with that. John Coonlin was over 100 years old when he died. We'll visit with one of his players when we come back. This is Sports to the Max on WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.